Blog Talk Radio.
But first, Trinity, the position of the planets defining the course of your life. Every form has a vibration of its own. The whole existence is a vibration as far as the science is concerned, isn't it? You know this? So this vessel is a certain kind of vibration. Naturally, it's emanating a certain field around itself. Objects around you can influence you. So if this vessel can influence you, definitely the huge planets, they must be exerting some kind of influence on you.
D-5580, sun was in Taurus, you gave me the voice, I was born to record this. Scorpio rising, I was born to explore this, my light fell deeper. Born with 12 teachers, planets are the notes, broadcast to 12 speakers, Neptune, Sagittarius, and I'm a big dreamer. Sag in a second, cash is expected, traveling the globe on cap with the message. Observe that I'm cold with submerged in commotion. Lunar Capricorn, I'm reserved with emotion. Four pals where the air begins, where my soul roots are buried in. Plus my old derps in the curb again. Think of it, my kids out. Eating fish in my fifth house, I create art to pass gifts out. Aries in the sixth, I'm quick to serve others. Mercury and Taurus, my words are like numbers. I love to think, write so well, I'm on some other ink. Venus, Gemini, Tahuti, I'm yours truly. My words is pure beauty that rise while the others sink. Cancer in the ninth, I'm at home when I'm learning. Saturn in the tenth, so I know I'm determined. I know I'm deserving. Precise with it, maybe Mars, Jupiter, conjunct. You won't like when I'm angry. 11th house, Pluto, I change the group's thinking. Libra in the 12th, relate or keep sinking. The guard those lyrics, these classes, don't quit it. The path is so scripted, the masses don't get it. Till they start studying their cosmophysics.
We come to understand it. It is what you call planetary vibration. The sun emits energy throughout the solar system. Each planet being made up of its own substance channels that or refracts energy towards the Earth. This is what gives us the currency, the energy to possess different factors. You, as a recipient of it, control it all. You can decide now to speak and use that energy to speak, or you can decide not to, so you control it. However, you don't control it. Whether you possess it or don't possess it, just possess yourself of a thought. You can't even do that. You can't even stop thinking. So the energy is constantly running through the universe and through your own physical form.
The solar system, the human body, and space itself are identical in law, identical in principles, differing only in magnitudes.
6680, sun moved to Gemini. Wanna know more, you should listen. My mid-heaven moves some degrees, same clouds in a different sky. Neptune, opposite the sun, gives a different high. High seeing moon, seeing women lie. Witness my Mars move closer to Saturn, knowing the pattern, learn anger management. Aquarius ascended, Uranus in the tenth, contemplating my independence. Mars opposite the new moon, I don't really wanna fight. Mercury being Cancer, feel like I wanna write. Chiron in the fourth, heal my mother when she saw the light. Taurus tight words, always wanna recite. Now Pluto in the ninth, I be dreaming of death, or the weak relationships, or the people I left. Plus Cancer in the sixth, you can see I'm a chef. Scrape the plate to the last crumb, eating what's left. Mars now trying to my natal sun, becoming more direct. Pumping iron confident, gaining more respect. Working harder for myself, over sort of yes, move to the beat in my head. Believe what I said, Uranus in the first, for the freedom I led. The radio in the head of Elijah M. called Jupiter. When it's time to win, seeing the stars move up above, can't deny that spin. Mercury's involved, couldn't find a pen fast enough. It's the vibration of the planets that's attracting us. Tropical Sagittarius, equal house plastic, success Scorpio. With astrology, Uranus meets Pluto. If you wanna know, Kundalini light caused my soul to glow. Last to fail, dragon's tail, rabbits couldn't balance the scale. Jupiter conjunct Mars, and in the battle they fail. Neptune opposed Venus, deceived by relationships. Really ain't work, just a dream I was laying with. On to the next moon, hoping I could rest soon. Entering the dream state, hypnotized the conscious mind. Gotta wipe the clean slate, accepted by drugs, fantasy. Make the fiend shake, follow the symbology. I can see your life where you see shapes, honestly. Saturn wasn't half as nice, restricted all the phony MCs to the afterlife. Gotta do the math of sight, 1 degree of day to the sun shines in the hearts of men. Need more prana in my breath. Let me start again. Rectify the chart with the stars in my skin. High morality, hermetic degree. Make it hard to sin. War cause Mars to spin. Spawn with gins. Seek a piece of the game. Contains part of the game. And move poles on the water. Make it harder to swim. Got Pisces in the fifth. Three stars in my fin. My face in the tenth. More publicity comes. It was there to promise me. I was sent to become. King amongst kings, I was meant to be one. Tenth legal was the sun, I'm essentially young. It's mutual reception, Gemini in the eighth found. Use it as a weapon, I eventually grown. My Venus shown, fought for the seat of my throne. And I used to draw a lot, now I leave it alone. Mercury went to cancer, now I'm speaking at home. If you want or the rest, gotta check my progress chart. A year was a day, I did you a head start.
1 degree of transiting sun equals 4 minutes of time. This ratio is what you call harmonic, which is a double science of mathematics. Because 1 day of sharp movement reverberates throughout your life in a rhythmic pattern, and 1 day equals 1 year. So in other words, this is how astrologers predict things.
Good evening, citizens of Earth.
Welcome, humans.
I merely tell you that the future of your planet is at stake.
We have to ask you to try to stay calm, and it's important for everyone not to panic.
I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm.
Listen, do you hear? It's getting closer.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency. Our mission? To monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We are the men in black.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
It's awesome, baby!
Woo-wee! Give yourself a round of applause for being on time tonight. Big shout outs to everybody that came in early, calling from South Carolina, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Baltimore is in the building, 281, look like Texas, 805, I think that's Florida. Boy, hey, I see Hillsboro in the building. Shout out to the light skin in the
it's
house.
Awesome,
baby. Front row, you know you special, you know what it do. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, my life is, well, y'all know what my life is.
It's awesome, baby!
Because every time I get on the show, and I know that y'all in here rocking with me.
This is a dream come true.
Hey, and not only is this a dream come cool, I mean, not only is it a dream come true, but,
Wow, that's cool.
So cool. That we all can come in here and take our hats off and get ready to break bread together. And, you know, it's amazing, man. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who is all up in this joint, just relaxing with me, relaxing and maxing, coming in to tune in tonight, Coach K Radio Program, brought to you live and direct by God, Him, and Herself together, the team, the God Squad, God First, Universal Temple Healing Ministries is in the building. RelaxationOfTheKey.com is in the building. Of course, CoachKyer.com is in the building. And HustleUniversityBooks.com is in the building. Now, I got to give out the free gifts. I'm going to make this announcement a couple times because a lot of y'all be waiting on this show. Y'all really waiting on the post-game show. Everybody wants the breakdown of what happened after the game and, you know, what was the symbology in it? And normally we do wait until after the game, but we decided that this year we wanted to have a pregame show going in to wet your whistle a little something. So, you know, tonight Sister Myra is going to be coming on, letting y'all have like the warm up, like the pregame. And I got a little pregame myself, you know, that I want to interject some things because me and Mama Myra, we work well together. We do. We work well together. And I really vibe off of many, 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 many things that she brings to the table for me to learn from. Like, that's my elite teacher. You know what I'm saying? She gave me way more. Like, I had a little foundation, but when I met up with Sister Myra, I just went to a whole nother level in my study, because she didn't just leave it to, you know, strictly astrology, you know, and she let me examine and look at life in so many different ways. And she is my asset. She is my asset. You know, I'm her Heru, you know, and I'm just always loving it and astounded when we can just rock together. I mean, this one is going to be bananas. So I did want to tell everybody who's on the line right now, if you go over to HustleUniversityBooks.com right now and just put your email address in and put in your name, I have a free gift for you. That's one thing that I've learned through working with Sister Myra and some of my other teachers is nothing beats the gift of giving. Selfless giving, not giving, waiting on somebody to give it back to you. I didn't say go to HustleUniversityBooks.com and spend some money. If you want to, you can. But I have something free for you all who are listening tonight. And I promise you it'll change your life, because it changed my life. Because a lot of times, and that's why we do these shows. Me and Sister Myra do these Super Bowl shows so we can give you information that is transformative, that can change your life, that can get your thinking on another level. Like, so many people are looking at this for the weed. Oh, you know, Denver, they're legalizing marijuana. And Seattle, they got legalized marijuana too. So they calling it not the Super Bowl, but the Smoke Bowl or something with the bongs or something like that, whatever I posted on my page earlier. And it is making the whole thing, oh, let's roll up. And I did my research, and of course I also went and saw that we also have New Jersey has the medicinal marijuana. It's not legalized for recreational use, but that's how they always introduce it. So we got three states participating, because MetLife is an insurance company. Look at that. So will your insurance company start to cover your marijuana fees when it come up to everybody getting the medicinal marijuana? Because it's out of control. I mean, real talk, it's really out of control, man. So I just wanted to put that little piece in there. Don't get caught by what's so obvious. For instance, the snow in Atlanta. Everybody wanted to burn the snow. Oh, the snow's not real. It's not melting. Oh, what if it's a distraction? I mean, really. What if it's a distraction? What if that's a distraction? Are you supposed to be looking at something else? Or you could have been looking at something else. And why was that so fascinating? You know, that's not even no high-level intelligence. Like, the teams that's playing in the Super Bowl, they come from states that smoke weed and the snow won't melt. Is that some high science? I don't think so. So tonight we're going to try to just interject just a little bit of some higher chakra energies. I'm not saying it's not relevant. Trust me, I'm not saying that the snow, which includes the chemtrails and all this other stuff, I'm not telling you that it's not relevant. But it ain't high science either. When you compress snow, it's not supposed to burn. And it's not the same as the ice that's in your freezer. Okay? Like, for that to wow you is a little much. And when things burn, they turn black, you know, because that's what happens as a result of carbon. So I don't know. That was just me when I saw it. It wasn't no big deal, but Everybody's not where I'm at, and that's cool. I still love lots of people. So before I bring Sister Myra on, I want to do a little forecasting first and more announcements. So do y'all know that Coach Kyrie has a show on Wednesday nights now? Yeah. I'm doing shows on Wednesday nights now, and just me. You know, I may have, like, some special guests come on every now and then, but since I've been on the radio for, like, 4 years, I've always had just somebody else come on the show. I've always just been hosting a show where I had other people on the show. So this is going to be a new year, new things is popping. I caught that new moon on January 1st this year with a sweat lodge, and this thing, like, it just changed my life again. 2013 was amazing, and I decided that I needed a show by myself just so I can just rock, because I don't want to – I may not agree with all of my guests all the time. So I said, yo, I need a show where I'm just me and I can just kick it like I want to kick it, and that's going to be on the 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. So the 5th and the 19th, that's the Coach K show. And the 6th and the 20th is the Number Swami and Coach Kyrie. Because I know a lot of y'all was like, man, when are you going to do some astrology over here on your channel? I do astrology with Cosmophysics over on the Abundance Child Network on Sundays at 8. But I said, hey, you're right. But I wanted to keep the energies balanced. So me and the Number Swami from thenumberswami.com, check her out. She's my numerologist. That's who I go to. And she is fire. She is the business. I do highly recommend that you go over there and break some bread and get a consultation with her, because her accuracy is ridiculous. And I sit at her feet and keep my mouth shut. So also we'll probably be having some special guests coming on next week on the 6th. You know, I'm bringing some people on board that you heard before, but maybe you haven't heard them over on my network. So I'm just looking forward to all of us. It's really popping off this year. And I'm also going to be having a show called What Men Are Thinking. And if you haven't joined that group, you can go on, just go type in whatmenarethinking.com, and you can come on in and join our private group on Facebook. But that's really a group about giving women honest answers to a lot of the things that they're asking, and the men in there answer quite bluntly. So, but not the way, it's not ratchet. So I'm checking in the room now, and the sister says, do all men act slow? Do we as women always have to show them the way? So that's her question. That was like 10 hours ago. Excellent question. Then there's other questions that females put in there and things like that. What are men think? What are men thinking? Nothing. Now, who added me to this group? Big shouts out to Amenti, the writer. Do you men enjoy having your nipple stimulated? There's a lot of things going on in this room, you know what I mean? That's why it's private, and you can speak your mind and all of that stuff too. So now, it's not a group where you can come in there and do black power and just think you can just, you know, just whatever. It's a group about people having relationships and communicating, so it's a lot of different people in there. So if you just want to do, you know, fight for your right to party, and the white man is the enemy on every damn thing, that's not the group for you. But if you are a young lady who's interested in finding out what men are thinking and getting some honest answers and not somebody trying to holler at you every time that you say something, then that's the group for you. If you are a man who wants to be around some intelligent women who are asking some intelligent questions and you want to be respected when you answer them, that's the group for you. So now let me get into a little bit of predictive astrology and talk about the heavens. Today, we all know that Venus just went direct. She had been in retrograde, moving backwards. She's still in the retrograde period. So don't fall for that. You know, Venus is not in retrograde anymore. Venus is not moving backwards anymore, but she's still in the retrograde period. If you don't understand retrograde, it may be because you're not a professional astrologer. If someone who does astrology is trying to tell you that the retrograde period is over, they really don't know, because you have to go. It's not finish with the retrograde period until it reaches its point of station, which won't be until when? My yellow friend in the front row, she knows, we were just talking about it. It won't be until around March, middle of March, end of March. So this whole thing about past loves and money issues and things like that coming up into your life, you're going to have the third opportunity now for the next month to be able to review these things. So retrograde is about redoing, responding differently, replying, readjusting. The word re is a big re time, and Venus is all about relationships and money. And I'm probably going to add that tonight when Sister Myra comes on, because I find it funny that this particular Super Bowl is being played while Venus is still in a retrograde period. She's not moving backwards, but she's still in a retrograde period. And also, Mercury is about to go retrograde. So unexpected things that don't last long. Like I'm currently, especially in relationships, you know, so misunderstandings. Don't chat your feelings to people during a Mercury retrograde. Has the Mercury retrograde started yet? Not officially, because it has not started moving backwards, but we're in what some astrologers, my main man, Ampu, over at myastrologycoach.com, he calls it the red zone. And that's when it's totally accurate, is when Mercury is slowing down, about to move backwards. So anytime a, you know, like a car is moving forward and then you get ready to put it into another degree, the views change of how you look at things, okay? Because you're not going 60 miles an hour anymore. Now you're going 20 miles an hour and you're about to be going backwards. And you don't get to drive backwards as fast as you were driving forward unless you are a complete nincompoop. If you drive as fast backwards as you do forward, then you're crazy. And that's just the facts. So in a retrograde, what am I trying to tell you? Slow your ass down. Slow your ass down. Please, 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 please. Don't get caught up in, I got to go as fast, so I got to finish this. This is not the way to start the new year off, by getting into a whole bunch of wrecks and car pileups and stuff like that. All right? Big shouts out to everybody who's joining us in the chat room as well. Jewel of Comfort, Luna B, all the guests, more callers on the line. Big shouts out. I appreciate each and every one of you. The call-in number is 347-205-9089. If you have a comment or question or feedback tonight when the call gets jumping here in a few minutes, make sure you just raise your hand by pressing 1, and I'll be able to see you, and I can bring you on the line. So this Mercury retrograde, I always see people looking at astrology one-dimensionally. You can't look at astrology one-dimensionally. You have to look at it as a whole perspective. Did you know that there are only 6 signs in the zodiac? Because it takes 2 halves to make a whole. So Aries and Libra, that's a sign. Taurus and Scorpio, that's a sign. Together, okay? So when you're looking in the newspaper, when you're taking shortcuts, you try to get an astrology reading out of the newspaper instead of calling somebody who's a professional to give some lessons or something, at least read your shadow nature sign. That means if you're a Libra, read Aries for your shadow tendencies that you hide. If you're an Aries, please read Libra so you can look at your shadow natures that you try to hide, because it's still just as much a part of you as anything else. It's just intangible. If you stand up under a light and you cast a shadow on the ground, the shadow is real, but it's intangible. You can't touch it. But it moves with your every move, every fraction of an inch that you move, that shadow moves. And so it's real. How do I know what my shadow nature is or my shadow sign? Just count 6 forward or 6 backwards. If you're looking at the zodiac wheel, just lay a ruler on top of the wheel, and whatever's on the direct 180 degrees across from it, that's where it's supposed to be. Now, if you are an astrologer, I expect you to know. Don't you come on here. Well, I'm not going to say that because some people just getting into the craft, and I don't want people to think that I'm riding them or anything like that to say you can't do this or you can't do that or you don't know what you're talking about. Nah, I'm not saying that, you know, and I'll never say that because I think everybody should be studying astrology. Like, if you want to have a happy and successful life, then you do what billionaires do, and billionaires use astrology, not millionaires. So please find someone or find a book that will you know, give you the lessons or at least get you started, you know, at least get you started with, you know, your primaries. Like, memorize the dates that start every sign. Memorize the order of the signs that they go in. Learn to count from 0 to 360 by 30s. These are some of the basics, okay? Like, and they're very, very, very important. So please, 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 let's, you know, stay on our due diligence when it comes to our studies. Now, Sister Myra, I'm going to be bringing her on in just a few minutes, but I really want to emphasize now, clearly, this, don't get one-dimensional in viewing upcoming events. Even the game, even when you hear what Sister Myra is going to lend to us tonight and in the post-game show, do not be one-dimensional. I know there's a lot of attention on your man Sherman. You know, I hope that Peyton Manning. I hope he don't think he's just going to pick on my man any kind of way. I hope he don't think he's just going to pick on my man with just throwing at him because he's a youngster. You know, he's one of the best in the game to do what he does. And it's a reason for that. So please, please, please keep everything, you know, open-minded, man. Keep everything open-minded as far as what we examine and bring into our circumference of study. It doesn't have to be, how do I say this? It doesn't have to be just only one way. Nothing is really only one way. Like, somebody called me by accident today. I don't know how they got my number. And they were like, oh, I want to talk to somebody else who's an astrologer. And I was like, no problem. You know, this isn't their number. I can give you their number. And I was like, and when you finish, you know, you can give me a call back too. Not because I'm better than them, because you should see it from every angle. Like, everybody has a specialty. Everybody. My man Ampu, 12th house specialist. He nasty with the Kabbalah. He nasty with the angels. But if I want to know something about the 12th house, I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to call him and be like, look, Lord, yada, 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 yada. So I have my particular own strategies and specialties myself. If you would like to book an appointment with Coach Kair for your own personal reading, you can go over to CoachKair.com and look up under services. You're already on the page because you're going to get the free book, right? And look up under services and click on Astro Cosmo 361 Consultations. Plain and simple. I also want you all to sign up for my newsletter for a project I'm doing in 2014 and beyond called Cultivating Winners. Cultivating Winners. It's a package for adults and children, even though I have it more aimed toward the youth. Like, that's something that I'm really going to be aiming at this year, is putting more attention and more effort and more of my energy toward training up the youth in the way that they should go, so when they're older, they will not depart from it. It's Proverbs 22:6. I know I got some pastors out here in the building. Big shouts out to Living the Line Radio. Gigi over in the building. My man Stilts, Cat New is in the house. Raja Moore, Sunshine, just, you know, just big ups to everybody over at Living Align. Big ups to everybody over at myastrologycoach.com. If you are not on the Toel Love Fund, shame on you. Like, I'm getting ready to put that link where's my Toel? I really believe in the Toel Love Fund. Every month I give $13 to the Toel Love Fund, and the brothers over there at the priesthood, they empty that out and pay somebody's bills with that money at the end of every month. So it's 46 people or 42 people per group. So you just add up whatever that is, $13 times 46, and they divide it by three people every month, and it goes towards paying a bill. So a lot of people talking about, you know, what can we do for the community, and they're just doing a bunch of talking. My man Ampu is not talking. He putting his money where his mouth is at. Minister Jew, same for him. And I support that program. I think this is my second year, maybe a little longer, in being in the Toel Love Fund. So please go over to myastrologycoach.com and just check out everything they got over there. But I highly recommend the Toel Love Fund, and I definitely up under consultations. No, memberships, the Toel Love Fund and Solar Power 111. Now, there's a lot of stuff over there, the Neptune Dream Institute, the Neuron Network, the new Ari Land Project. The boys over there putting it in, and they got it by good leadership. And this is not a paid advertisement. That's just my people, and I believe in paying it forward. If you need a website done because you want to make some money on the Internet, I got two things for you. If you want to build a website, you want to get something done, and you want to be seen by people, go to themediahog.com. That's right. Now, these are not no $5 websites or no $150 websites. These are websites that's going to get you traffic, get you noticed, and get you paid, done by an expert. So, at least you could do is go over to the Media Hog on Facebook and click like on the fan page and stay up. She got lots of articles there that can make you a Media Hog. That's how you get paid. You got to stay in the media. If you want it, you got to have a website if you want to make money. So, and then on the website, I would suggest that you join the mailing list and tell them Coach Kaya sent you. All right. So, the Media Hog, big shouts out to them. Crazy big shouts out to Destin Design, who did the flyer, who does all Coach Kyrie's graphics. That's Destin, like I'm destined to succeed. Destin Design, DESIGNZ, Destin Design. You can look on the flyer and find the logo. You need to definitely hit them up on Facebook as well. And for those of you all who have been missing my mama, Sister Myra, and been like, where is she at? Where is she at? You know, her computer's been down. She had to relocate. She had some things happen in her life and her astrological chart that she was dealing with that make her stronger and even all the more better for that. If you want to get in contact with Sister Myra, she's going to come on and give you her email address. But I'm going to give you the phone number so you can leave a voicemail. But don't call right now because we own the show. But if you need to get a reading from Sister Myra, who I go to, that's where I go to get my checkups now. I don't have to go every day no more because, you know what, Sister Myra is smarter than me. Like, she has a class where you can learn astrology, learn the Royal God method, learn the basics, learn the intermediary, learn how to write your own rituals. You can do that. 336-965-0180. 336-965-0180. And I mean, don't call right now while she's on the show because she got things to do. But tomorrow, just blow that line up. When you on the download and you listen to this pregame, hit it up. Especially if you take some of her words to wisdom and you make the right pick and you come up on that money because you bet on the right team or you played the right numbers on the pick in the squares, don't forget Sister Myra, all right? Now, if you want to get a reading from Coach Kyer, I told you the same way. Go to CoachKyer.com, look up on the services, and just fill out your information, and we got you. I mean, smart money was to get one from both of us. That's what I would do. But whatever, you're going to get some quality. You're going to get the highest end. Because every time I do a reading, I act like you're going to go back and tell Sister Myra. So I'm not going to embarrass myself or give out nothing whack. And Sister Myra, she ain't got nothing whack to give out whatsoever. She's the bomb.com, baby.
Just keep on coming.
It's awesome, baby.
Well, I ain't going to keep talking about it. I ain't going to keep on delaying y'all. Y'all say, well, how many commercials are you going to do? Well, it is my party and it's my show, but you know what? I ain't going to do no more. I'm going to just be like, I'm very, very happy and thankful that all of you have shown up. Baltimore, D.C., South Carolina, North Carolina, Hillsborough, once again, like I said, Six of Clubs and Light Skin is in the building. Atlanta, Georgia is in the house. Thank you all for showing up. Y'all better get up on y'all feet and put y'all hand together for Queen of the Hour, Too Sweet to Be Sour, Sister Myra.
Did the dream come true?
Wow.
Just keep on coming.
It's awesome, baby.
I should be prepared, but I'm never prepared.
Wow, that's
for
cool.
Such a grandiose introduction. thank you so much, Son Kyer. I know you coach Kyer to everybody, but your son Kyer to me. So
That's right. And I would be insulted if you start calling me Coach Kyer too. I don't want to hear that mess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear that. I be trying to take my hat off sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's on there right now, so, you know, I guess I got to, that's that Mercury and Saturn and Taurus. I have to do what I do, you know. It's just, you know, if it's up to me, somebody going to have to get it done. So I can't keep relying on other people to get it done. So, you know, we have to step into the place like Biggie Smalls, kick in the door, waving the fo-fo. So thank you so much, Mama, for coming on the show tonight. I love you.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure. You know, we do this every year, and I love you too, of course. And I don't think I've thanked you enough for how you stepped up for me. You know, at the time that I was going through what I was going through, you know, losing my son and all. And as you explained earlier, this is why I had to get offline for a moment. For a bit, to relocate and come home, back home to my Omaha, Nebraska. And so I've just gotten into my new place and was able to set everything back up and get back online. So I'm back. Sister Myra is back. And the thing is that all the people that you you know, brought to the table for support at that time, you know, that I had to go through losing my son. And the thing is that I was the Super Bowl for last year it directly and personally corresponded, the message corresponded with what did happen with my son. And so I'm not going to really get into all of that. But I was almost thinking that that would be the last Super Bowl that to expect some symbolism from. And so I wasn't really feeling anything on this one. It took me the longest to decide if there was even going to be any message from this one. Of course, we knew Denver. I knew from the beginning that Denver was going to be handpicked to make the Super Bowl this year. They actually were the New England Patriots, representing the patriotic spirit or the system of things. Denver is now the new New England Patriots. It's the new team for the system. They actually replaced the patriarch as the representative of the system of things. And, you know, and it was quite obvious that they were going to make the Super Bowl because that's who is going to be the new Patriots, as I said. And so it was no surprise to me. The reason I say that is because Denver is the headquarters for, what can I say, the Freemason magic. And I don't know if a lot of you remembered the earthquake that went up the East Coast. Well, that did stem out of Denver. It's got a lot to do with the airport or whatever. And I know a lot of you know much more about this than I do. So it came out of Denver and it went down the East Coast and it hit all of their Masonic symbols, you see, like the Washington Monument, the Catholic Church, you know, the obelisks, all of that got hit. And when I asked myself what was the connection between Denver and these East Coast monuments that had gotten hit, the answer came back, the Freemasonry magic, you see. So what I'm going to do with this, with this information, and it's all connected. What's happening this year in the Super Bowl is definitely connected to what happened last year in the Super Bowl. And last year in the Super Bowl, it was a mama and son Super Bowl with San Francisco 49ers representing the mama and then the Baltimore Ravens representing the son. And the power went down for 34 minutes. That was symbolic of the mama no longer smothering the son, the water no longer putting out the fire or the power, and releasing him into his resurrection. And that is what that was symbolic of. I don't know how many people even remember that I told them from what was shown in that Super Bowl that we would, in fact, lose power. And the date that I picked was September the 25th. And lo and behold, we did lose power, but it was September 30th when the government shut down on its power. It shut down for 17 days versus the 34 days, but that was just the physical half. And then there was supposed to be 17 days of spiritual shutdown. So I don't know how many people recognized or remembered that I had predicted a loss of power September the 25th, and we did, in fact, shut down the government power September 30th. I did get a few people that called me and acknowledged that. Now, this Super Bowl is definitely connected to that. Broncos is a wild horse. I know we went into the Chinese New Year's with the Year of the Horse, but don't get that mixed up with what the Broncos are representing, because the Bronco is in fact a wild horse. The wooden horse, which is the Chinese year that we went into, is symbolic of a horse under the spiritual empowerment of Big Mama. The Broncos is, in fact, the wild horse. That means it's not conforming. It's not conforming. It's a matter of fact, it's bucking against the Super Bowl from last year in the resurrection of the son of Mama, and it's going to buck against that through their Freemasonry magic. I'm going to tie all of this in. I'm not giving it away now, but I'm going to tie all this in to the ritual that was done in South Africa at Mandela's death. All of this is connected. I'm going to tie it into the Pope and the birds that were released by a young boy and a young girl the other day, and the doves that were released and got attacked by a crow and a seagull. All of this is connected. I'm also going to tie it in to the symbolism of this Super Bowl. Now, it did take me a minute to even see the symbolism of this Super Bowl. And I was struggling with it. And finally my spirit came to me and said, and I'm going to ask you guys this question because it was so obvious. It was so much in my face. And I didn't see it until the spirit asked me, Seahawk, what is the symbolism? I went and I looked, you know, in my usual way to find the symbolism for a Seahawk. So finally my spirit says, what is the element of the sea? You can answer that for me, Kair.
Oh, well, you know, the element of the sea is water.
Okay, and who is the person that represents the water element in the royal family?
The mama represents the water element in the family as Cancer in the fourth house and ruled by the moon.
Yes.
I'm trying to get some bonus points. Ruled by the moon.
Yes, yes. Mama represents the water element, okay? So the sea. We start off with mama. But this is the part that got me because you remember there was a time when the Steelers, daughter character, did play the Seahawks in Detroit in the Super Bowl. And in that Super Bowl, the Steelers, as the royal daughter of character, was playing the role of Cinderella. And the Seahawks were actually playing the role of the wicked stepmother of the Cinderella story. This is where they were on the tongue, on the stage shaped like a tongue in Detroit, and the Rolling Stones were singing the song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and they were singing in behalf of the black woman who could not get any satisfaction from her man because he had the penis. And the white woman had him. So the white man was trying to woo her, saying, I'll give you satisfaction through the tongue. And, you know, they had a runway in one of the commercials where these models were walking down the runway and this black woman rises up out of the water. And she, real regal, she had silver liquid dripping off of her and they were taking her pictures, and she wheels around, and she walks off as if she's walking on water. And up from under her comes a black Cadillac, the black cat. So the black woman rising to her power on the back of black mama, big mama, black cat, Bass. And whoever won MVP would be symbolic of who she was passing that power to. And they thought it was going to be Rothenberger, but it turned out to be Heinz Ward. So it was symbolic of her passing her power back to her, to the black man. And that's why the next year we had Prince on the stage shaped like the penis. And his guitar was also, and you had two black coaches in the Super Bowl. And at one point they dropped the screen down and you saw the silhouette of the resurrection, with Prince being Gemini, and the opposite sign of Gemini is Sagittarius, which is the sign of a star coming to his fullness of empowerment. Okay, I thought we had got disconnected. Coming to his fullness of his empowerment. Gemini, Sagittarius, so Asar, the last fire sign, so full empowerment, Jupiter energy. So that's what the last Seahawk, that's what they represented when they played against the Steelers. So this year, I was wondering, I knew Denver was the systems team, so was it going to be any significance to what the Seahawk represented, you know, in this spiritual battle? And then that's when it asked me what was the sea, the element of the sea, mama. But the question that was asked next was, who is the hawk? Who is the hawk-headed deity?
Me, I know my hand raises.
Tell me.
That's Heru or Horus.
Heru, absolutely, Heru. you see. So we've got Mama Sun Haru, you see. The cardinal, that's Aries energy. The cardinal fire. The prince of the royal family, Haru. And so what we have here, where in the last Super Bowl, the son, Leo, the ravens, and the mama releasing the son into his resurrection. And now we have the resurrected son as Haru. So this is the battle. And this is what the Broncos are going to be bucking up against. Okay? The resurrected son of Haru. Now, let's talk about, what's his name, Sherman?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I just, he's a, you know, he's March 30th, 1988, and he's a six of clubs, too. So I owe him. So you know that's my main man right there. He's one of my karma cards.
Okay, Richard Sherman, yes. And you just gave it away because he is, in fact, an Aries, okay? And that is the all the validation I needed. And when I looked up the symbolism of the hawk, it's all about having to defend yourself. You know, the defender of the family. It's also about doing a ritual to the hawk in order to call your mate or to make things right with your mate. So we're talking about redeeming and stepping up and redeeming the value of his mate, Haru. When you look at the first quarter of the astrological chart, it starts with the cardinal sign of Aries, which is Haru, the defender. And then the next sign in that domain is Taurus, the value. So defending the value of the third sign, Gemini, which represents the lover's card of the tarot deck. So defending the value of your twin flame. That's what that quarter of the chart is all about. So defending and claiming and calling your true mate, the protector of family, the protector of children, coming under attack, you see, and preparing to defend yourself. All these things do apply to Sherman, Richard Sherman. These are things that have been used to describe who he is. He cares a lot about the children, this is Haru energy. So none of this is, all of this is just definitely in line with, this is the resurrected son in the form of Haru, Mama's son, and the ravens represented the hidden magic, disengaging from the artificial magic or artificial power, which is the ego, and being resurrected, you see, and coming out of the matrix and now stepping up and defending the value of his mate as well as the family. So this is the showdown, and the Broncos bucking up against that. The Ravens is the hidden magic. So now we're going to use the Freemason magic to try to buck up against the resurrection of the sun.
Mm.
That is what this Super Bowl is going to be symbolic of. So just wanted to give you that little teaser. I don't want to put too much out there because, you know, the main show will definitely be after the Super Bowl. And I've been doing these Super Bowl symbolisms for a long time. It really started right after 9/11 when the when we had the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and we had the Rams against the Patriarchs. And the Ram, again, Haru, or the Prince, or the Royal Son, going up against the spirit of America or the patriotic spirit. And their symbolism was war on America. And at that time, they went to, after that Super Bowl energy was released, they did go to war against Iraq or Iran, one of them, I don't remember which. And that's what they do with these rituals. They do use them to energize what they want to unfold for the year. Anytime you pool your energy is how you create a spirit. This is how we have been energizing the illusion, but they have lost control of that. When the giants beat the patriarchs the first time, it was symbolic of the sleeping giant taking back his power, where the jack went up the beanstalk and stole the harp, the ability to control the weather, the goose, which is the ability to write the story, and the golden egg, which is our prosperity. And when the giants beat the patriarchs, it was symbolic of us taking that power back the first time. The second time they beat the patriarchs in the Super Bowl, it was all about the father, Eli Manning, the royal man, follow the trail of the EL. Anytime you see the EL, it denotes royalty. So the royal man is what Eli Manning represented. And you can see his brother, Peyton Manning, is all about, well, what my spirit told me the other day was the pagan magic versus the royal magic. And that's the showdown that we're going to get this Sunday. That's it.
Now, some people, this goes along with what I said before you came on, was I told people don't just look at it from one angle as saying, oh, it's the Stoner Bowl because Seattle has legalized marijuana and Denver has legalized marijuana. And for me, I was like, what does marijuana do for you? Okay, it relaxes you. It can be medicinal. But too much of it, just like too much of anything, will put you in a fog. Marijuana is up under a Neptune influence because you can become addicted to it, you know. And when you start smoking that high-grade marijuana, which both of those states are known for, that high THC level, sometimes you may not think right. Now, the cancer patients who use the medicinal marijuana, I'm like, yeah, you need it, or the glaucoma, but everybody and mama knows, Sister Meyer, that everybody who's getting the medicinal marijuana ain't nothing wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? It can't be, you can't just all of a sudden get sick so you can get you a pass to get some weed. So
right.
I'm looking at that as so many people are capitalizing on and making that a story. They're not even looking at the wild horse. I know they're not looking at the sea hawk. They ain't looking at those two cardinal signs, and then just so happens that Richard Sherman, oh, by the way, his number is what? 25? 2 plus 5, give
which
me what?
7.
Which is the God degree. Don't get me started. So, I mean.
And remember the power went down for what, 34 minutes? You add up to 34, you get 7, you see. And this is why I did attach, you know, the symbolism to my son, because he was 43 when he passed away. And so you always got to do the reversal, 34, 43. So that adds up to 7. So it's not coincidental that you get him number 25, which also adds up to 7. So, yeah, that's how you do. You connect the dots. You know, when you're looking at spiritual information, you can't look at anything on an isolated basis and understand the full story. We are supposed to be spiritual people, which is holistic. We have to see the holistic, which is the equal balance of opposites, in order to get the true story. It's not real until it's whole, until it comes 360 degree. It's not whole. The 360 degree cycle is what creates the vortex and brings the energy from the universe. And anything short of that is incomplete and it's not real. It's just the illusion. So reverse, the equal balance of opposites is the formula for creating power or creating energy. So that is that number seven, coming back full circle, seeing, connecting the dots. As far as the marijuana goes, again, I would see, like you said, New Jersey is also one of the states that legalized it, and this is where they're having the Super Bowl at. And then you have Washington State, and then you have Denver, Colorado. So I can see the medicinal or the healing usage of marijuana, if you're looking at it from the Seahawk perspective, and I can see the abusive use of it if you're looking at it from the Broncos perspective, you see. So here again, the two sides of the issue here, the good and the bad, the abuse or the use in a healing and responsible way, because marijuana is a way to elevate, you know, your consciousness and see things in a way that can open up some spiritual information. So it can be abused like anything, and then nothing's inherently bad. It's the abuse that makes it bad. So the abusive or the healing use of marijuana, that can still be what is being symbolized here, the good and the bad, you know.
Well, I think that, like you said, I'm glad that you brought that in so we could start pay some attention to the resurrected son and mm-hmm. be able to look at things as one of your greatest lessons to me is energy unfolds. You ain't going to never see it all at one time. Energy unfolds. So when you look at my man, just look at just the whole story surrounding this. Is something else unfolding underneath your, underneath your nose while you are getting distracted, by this stuff that's going on? And also, how do you take advantage and look at last year and now rolling into this year in your life in a succession of events? Like you said, last year was passing the power, but shoot, sometimes it can take a whole year to pass the power. Like, you don't go to the gas station and just put the nozzle in there and take it out and your car is full. You got to stand there till your car get full, you know?
Absolutely, right.
And gas is energy. So you have to, let the tank fill up with gas. So just like some of the power, Big Mama didn't just, this is something I might want you to touch on. Like when people say, oh, well, Big Mama gave us the power last year. Will you please talk about the magnitude of the kind of power that we're talking about? We're not talking about, just some old Civil Rights Act or you can ride on the front of the bus or something like that. We're talking about
We're talking about universal. You know, we got to come out of piecemealing. Now we got to step up to a holistic. That's why I said the 360 degrees. And this is where when I tell you about the symbolism behind what happened in South Africa with Mandela. That's where we're getting into the interpreter. You guys are going to be shocked when you understand the true meaning behind the interpreter that they laughed at, you see. So we're talking about global significance. My spirit told me they pulled a skeleton key on all the leaders that were gathered there in South Africa at Mandela's death and the farce that they pulled off, talking about we're here in the spirit of forgiveness, when, and I'm not going to go too deep in this because I have to save some of the juiciest stuff about this, you know, for the main show. But I just wanted to touch upon that as you talked about the magnitude of what we're speaking about, you know, and them, the leaders that were over there pulling off this farce because they have become cocky and arrogant because they have used this Freemason magic to deceive the world. And but they can only use 33 degrees. That's all they can use, where they were over there in the land of 360-degree magic. And that was what was pulled on them, you know, 360-degree magic. It was a ritual. It was a 10-day ritual. And the interpreter was sending a message that went over their heads. And I know exactly the message that he was sending them. I'm not going to give it to you now. You'll have to come back for the main Super Bowl show to get it, but it's going to knock your socks off. And this is what is exactly how I'm going to connect it to the Pope, where he released those birds, the crows and the seagull. He released the dove, and the crow and the seagulls came and attacked those two birds. So it's all tied into the ritual that was done in South Africa, to that, with the Pope and the birds, and to this Super Bowl with Denver. It's all tied into Freemasonry versus the hidden magic. And so it's, you know, this is what Big Mama spoke to me when we had that East Coast earthquake. She said, this is exactly what she said to me. She said that was not an earthquake. That was a shift in consciousness. Wherever you were at, you had to shift up to the next level. She said, I'm about to separate the perpetrators from the authentic. I'm about to put these turkeys in their place. And now we are beginning to see the evidence of that. We only hit 0 point on zero point on December 31st, 2013. This was 0 point. You know, the Mayans say 0 point is where we line up with the Milky Way and make our crossover into the new age, where we now have access to magic and power. What we didn't have access to before, only now do we have access to it. What used to work will no longer have the power. 0 point. Why do I say that was 0 point? Because everybody put such significance in December 21st, 2012, and they shrugged it off because it didn't appear that anything came of it. But energy is spiral, spiritual spiral. What goes around comes around. December 21st, 2012 only unleashed that energy. It had to come back 360 degrees. It had to come full circle before it complete and fulfill that energy, which was December 21st, 2013. It only became full circle at that point, and 10 days later is when we hit 0 point. If you look in the destiny cards, December 31st represents the Joker card, as well as in the Tarot deck, in the Major Arcana, it represents the Fool card. The Fool card is number 0. That was actually 0 point for us, where we have stepped over and crossed over into the new age, and now we have access to our power because they've been keeping us on a ninth cycle stagnation in our vibration. Nine is a mirror number. It repeats the number you add it to. It always comes back to that number. So we've been on a ninth vibration cycle, which has been keeping us stagnated in our power. Well, on November the 8th, 2013, 13 is the magic number. Remember the San Francisco 49ers, the mama that released mm-hmm. the son? If you add up 49, you get 13. So the 13 is when you can access the soul realm. So they've been keeping us stagnated on a ninth level vibration. But on November the 8th, 2013, is when we were bumped out of that stagnation. That was the 10th anniversary of the Star of David. And that's what took us out of that stagnation at the ninth level vibration. Now we have access to the 13th level of vibration, which is the subconscious or the soul level, where the magic is actually from. You can't create any kind of magic from the conscious mind. It's from the subconscious mind. And now we have access to that level. And that is why we are now lining up from 0 point to stepping up to be the new rulers for this new Aquarian age that is now ready to be fulfilled, you see. So, yes, this is much bigger than any personal. Like I always told you, if it's personal, it's petty.
Mm. Uh-oh.
So
uh-oh.
This is much bigger than the personal. This is global. This is universal. You know, we've been thinking personal. We haven't even got to a collective. Spirit is collective. Physical is individual. So anytime you keep it personal, you're still operating in the physical reality. Must be a collective. That's mama. That's her energy. She's all about family. All about your ancestry. Mama is synonymous with ancestry. The ancient of ancients. Your ancient connection. Your spiritual ancient connection to the original black mama. All color vibrations come from the color black. You cannot get black out of white. That's something we've lost memory of. This is why we talk about black mama. It's only about her hidden, how hidden she is, because she's so ancient. She is not in our conscious memory. But that is the ancestral lineage. The ancestors is synonymous with mama. So we got to come back full circle as the original rulers of this earth. That is the magical power. That's the melanin. I'm going to even take you out of the level of blackness, because anybody can call themselves black now. It's not even about being black anymore. It's about being melanated. Accessing the melanin, that's the oil that gives us the fluidity to balance energy. To balance energy. You have to balance the spirit with the soul, father spirit with mama soul, to become whole, holistic. And until you're whole, you come 360 degrees, it's not real. So already you reared up my passions. My Aries is coming out. Or my Haru is coming out.
Hey, nah, look, we're gonna start calling it your Richard Sherman is coming out. You know what I'm saying? But see, look, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go on record too. So this, because I play sports, you know, and this is the part where people be so hypocritical, where they say he shouldn't have said that. But you want these people to go out there and risk their lives and run into people 40 miles an hour and try to knock somebody's head off. But because he said he did a good play, now y'all want to damn vilify this man and say he ain't shit, he's a thug, you know, yada yada, or he's from Compton. But they didn't know that my nigga, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. My nigga graduated second in his class. My nigga is going back to school to get his master's degree. That thug nigga graduated from Stanford as an All-American in two sports with a 4.6 GPA.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a, that, Now, that's a nigga there, Sister Myra. That's a real thug right there. That's what I'm talking about. I mean,
now,
I ain't even mad.
Absolutely. Now, do you see there's no such thing as coincidence, you see? So for him to turn out to be an Aries, and that's what they say about the hawk. That's the symbolism of the hawk. Get prepared because you're going to come under attack. You're going to have to defend yourself because you will be under attack. That's the symbolism of the hawk. Okay.
And what position?
And then he turns
and what
out
position,
to be an Aries.
And what position does he play? He turns out to he defends the skies. He defends the skies. He's a cornerback.
Right.
He's a defensive
symbolism.
Cornerback. Like you've been not like the air is mine around. This is my airspace. You throw it over here, I'm shooting this shit down. Get that shit out of here. And he called a man a sorry receiver. Well, he didn't catch the ball. He's a professional. He getting paid money to catch everything thrown to him, and he ain't catch it. Why he can't go over there and say he's a sorry receiver and I'll shut that mouth up? Man, we talk shit all the time. Men.
I mean, he was pumped. He was coming off the field after a win. I mean, the thing is that the attack on him actually backfired on them because they said where he was pulled in the draft, he should not have gotten the endorsements he's got. Now he's got $5 million worth of endorsement. All the attack backfired, and it set him up into a prominent light at the news day or the media day at the Super Bowl at the where they had the media day. They said he got his just as much attention as Peyton Manning. That wasn't supposed to happen. That never would have happened if. You know, what had, if he hadn't been attacked. And, you know, even, you even saw, you know, everybody came out to defend him after he got attacked. So, and so now he got some endorsements, he's got the attention, and all of this was orchestrated. You know, don't forget, no pain, no gain, you guys. They work hand in hand. That's the negative
Uh-oh.
Versus the positive polarity, okay? The two halves that make a whole. Anytime you know, there has to be an opposite reflection. So the negative is only, two opposites in energy can't occupy the same space at the same time. One has to make way for the other. So you have to take a hit on the physical end, the negative polarity, in order to open room for the spiritual empowerment to come in. No pain, no gain. And to the extent that you have the pain is to the extent that something's trying to come through and open up from the opposite spiritual power, you see. So so anytime
I
tell people I'm almost a masochist at this time because I've learned when I get my butt kicked on one end, that only means something's trying to open up on the opposite end.
Hey, now see, there you go trying to be psychic because earlier tonight I was just practicing that because before you came on, I was giving out my Mercury in retrograde warnings, not just to be afraid, but just to be aware. And when these type of so I came up under what I call a false verbal attack before the show came on, and I just calmed down and says, you know what, obviously it's a blessing on the other end of this because
Absolutely.
They want to see how I'm getting ready to respond to this because this person is totally out of line with how they're coming at me. And I've been studying a whole lot of Napoleon Hill. And you didn't know that he was a black man, did you? Did I tell you that? I ain't had that conversation with you yet.
No.
But Napoleon Hill was passing. Yes, I can prove it. That nigga was passing. He was another nigga, too. I love him. But I got some of his old recordings, like some of the lost tapes. And this is what he said now. This is funky. He says, when a person comes up and wrongs you and does you wrong, he says they immediately put you in a place of power.
Yes.
Because you can do two things. You can do two things that they can't do. You can, one, pity them, and then you can, two, forgive them. Pity and forgiveness are for the powerful. I want everybody to write that down. Pity and forgiveness are for the powerful. So when you see somebody who can't pity someone else or who can't forgive somebody, they are operating from a place of weakness. And so me, when I see somebody lash out, stranger, friend, foe, female, male, business, whatever, I say, wow, look how the Creator is making me take my stripes so I can go through this process to see if I deserve the scepter of power. But when you get to where I'm at, as Mama Maggie says, Sister Myra, no brag, just fact, but I'm at a level where my tests become much more intimate. You know what I'm saying? I got some more high-level tests because I can't get attacked no more from strangers. Like, I'm impervious to that. And you told me this. I can go back to the YouTube video when you told me. You was like, yo, they're going to come in, and they're going to come up under the guise of, go, Kair, can you help me out? And then try to get me from the inside. Now, that doesn't mean that I forego all opportunities of relationship because Sister Myra said somebody I was going to be tested from the inside. Hell no, I'm a soldier. I'm a warrior. I'm a general, and I'm a king. So I'm not foregoing nothing because I have the wisdom and intelligence to know that I can still forgive somebody. I also can have pity for someone, and I can still have love for a person who attacks me for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying? And then I look at that and I say, oh, Mercury is getting ready to hit this retrograde, and they're not no master astrologer like me. They ain't been taught by Sister Myra and Ra Aku and Dr. Mitchell Gibson. Shit, what the hell can I expect? How the fuck they supposed to know what I know? You see what I'm saying? That's why, and this may be a sidebar, but Spirit telling me to say this, you ladies out here better be careful trying to be in a relationship with your teacher. If you see a man who's teaching and then you want to be in a relationship with him, you got to take everything that comes with that. Don't think that, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to get a pass because, oh, now we are in a relationship and, you know, you ain't the teacher no more. Shit, he was teaching before you got there. That's his calling that he's on. You know what I'm saying? So it's not for you to distract him. It's for you to keep doing what you're doing yourself. I feel that keeping your mind, both parties in a relationship should keep their mind primarily on God and the Creator and Big Mama Magic. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in yourself so much because we all human beings. And then if I'm sitting there depending on a human being to give me as much pleasure as Big Mama or give me as much power as Big Mama, I'm fucked up in the first place. Can't nobody compare to Big Mama. You know, that's how she determines through what energy she's going to pass down. So that's me on my soapbox right there for a second. You hear me say something?
Well, spirit moves inside out, not outside in. I'd say that if I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Spirit moves inside out, not outside in. So that means what you send out is what you draw back. And we are supposed to get our security from within. When you're secure within yourself, you see, you send that vibration out at that level and you'll draw that back, you see. So, you know, I used to teach my sons. It sounds so crazy. I used to say, if somebody called you an apple, does that upset you? You know, they're looking at me all quizzical, an apple? No, why should that upset me? I'm saying the reason it doesn't upset you is because you know you're not an apple. And that should be true about anything anyone says about you that you know is not true about yourself.
So you have
to break it down on those simplistic terms, you know. It's all about what's going on inside. And if you're insecure about who you are, then someone outside of you can cause you to respond to that in an insecure manner. But if you're secure from within, then nothing they can say is going to daunt you, you see. Spirit moves inside out, not outside in.
Spirit moves inside out, not outside in. That's what she said. In case y'all missed it.
You know, if you send out at 20%, you're going to draw back at 20%. If you're sending out at 80, you're going to draw back at 80. So, you know, you've got to be secure from within. you see. So that's internal. That's when you're dealing with big mama. That's mama. Mama speaks to you through your feelings. You know, daughter, mama, earth and water are internal. Fire and air is external. So the earth is your security, your value, your worth from within. Your the water is your love, you know, especially your family love, your love for your ancestral family, your ancient family. You see, the love and the power, the security in the love of your ancestral power. That comes from within. You have to go internal. Now you have to trust what you feel more than what you think, because where you what you think is where you've been programmed in this illusion. Internal, external, masculine and feminine, not male, female, masculine and feminine, internal and external. And the two has to be in equal balance. The formula of creation is the equal balance of opposites, the 360-degree cycle or spiral that makes it whole. You fulfill through the opposite. Your opposite is either your maximum potential or it's your maximum challenge, depending on how balanced it is.
That's so, why we're giving up tonight. We're going to say big shouts out to Richard Sherman for not folding under pressure, showing us what class looks like. Because, now remember, if he's the Heru, remember, that's how Heru lost his eye in the first place, because he lost his head. He got the hot head, you know what I'm saying, and got carried away with, you know what I'm saying, fighting emotionally versus intelligently. Well, you know, where my man Sherman is saying, look, we're going to do this thing on the field like this, homeboy, and it's going to, you know, it's going to pop off, and I'm going to show you that I can make it pop off. So I'm really loving
that. That's what opened up the full dialogue of, well, why is it such a double standard? Even the white people had to scratch their head. I turned on the radio, and it was a white guy defending him. You know, everybody calling in, and the other host on the show was talking trash about him, and this one white guy was standing his ground. He was the one talking about how smart he was, and, you know, and he was the one that went and researched and said, how can you call this man stupid when, you know, and he's the one that was touting his all his you know, what was favorable about him. And it ended up backfiring on them because, you know, then they started a dialogue about, well, why can't black men step up and talk with confidence like this? You know, why they have to be wrong? Then they brought up Muhammad Ali and how Muhammad Ali called himself the greatest and how he came under attack for that. So it opened up a dialogue and it opened up a realization among, you know, everyone to see the double standard that occurs, you know, where somebody, you know, a non-melanated person can do it and get a pass. I mean, they brought up what's the little young guy now that's getting in all kind of trouble, you know, and who am I talking about, Tyre?
I don't know. You know, I don't watch the news.
He ate his neighbor's house and
Justin Bieber. That's your homeboy, Justin Bieber.
Yeah. And they're waiting outside the courtroom to cheer him on and you know, show him favor. But, you know, let a black man step out of line in their eyes, and then he comes under such attack. What it took me back to was in the Trayvon Martin trial, where you had what's her name, Gentile, what was that woman, Gentile, his little friend, you know, and
just her
appearance, just the way she talked. I mean, she came up under such attack, you know, for no reason, just for being who she was. You know, they went crazy on the social media talking trash about her, you know. So what I say, no pain, no gain. It was only when it's exposed, you know, that you can see this is how things have to come to the surface so it can be rooted out and cleansed out and moved out, and only then can there be healing, okay? So that's all in the principle of the negative and the positive polarity. You know, they're contingent on each other. So, don't get too upset, you know, when things happen that you feel are shaky on the physical end. That just means room is trying to be made for the opposite spiritual reward to come in. Someone says they need a new car. They got a hoopty, you know. They put it out there. They go and get in a car accident. And, of course, this pays them off so they can get a new car. But we want to focus on the accident. Woe is me. Why does that happen to me? We don't understand the principles of energy. This is what I teach. I teach spiritual principles of energy, and I know especially a lot of men or masculine, they get upset with me because I go to the right brain. And if you're not able to follow me with the right brain, then you're not going to be able to understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, men are creatures of logic and reason, so they want to debate and they want to argue the information, the details. That's the air and the fire, you know, the logic and reason, you know, understanding the logic and reasons of my passions or power, which is the air and fire. You know, that is the masculine's forte, you see. But if you're going to deal with me, if you're going to understand where I'm coming from, no, I'm not big on details. I tell people I can ride around in the car all day talking about the meaning of the universe and get out of that car. Somebody asks me what color it is, I don't have a clue. That's how little I pay attention to details. I'm a conceptual person, you see. I see the symbolism and the symbolic meaning behind things, which is putting the dots together. I don't bite on the individual pieces. I like to see the bigger picture, you know. So we are all going to have to step up and start operating through our first eye, not our third eye, our first eye, where we see the holistic. There's always an opposite perspective. If you're conscious of something, then there's always at the same level something you don't know. The minute you know something is the moment there comes the shadow to that of what you don't know. I don't even talk about the Super Bowl in its fullness until it's over with, because as much as I get out of the symbolism of it, there's always something that shows itself only until the end of the game that I did not know that puts it and ties it all together. So don't ever, it's an infinite process, okay? An infinite process. The moment you become conscious of something and you know something, then get ready for the shadow, the opposite hidden meaning. And it's not until you put those two together do you have the whole story.
She ain't lying either, y'all, because she definitely don't do details. She would definitely tell me to handle it. You handle it, Kaya? Okay, I'll be back. I'll go handle it. And I ain't got no problem with that. And I have learned to accept. I know me, myself, the advantages that I have with studying with Sister Myra, and I'm telling all you knuckleheads out there, and if you ain't a knucklehead, I'm you smart person, y'all need to be taking her class so you can get some balance and some harmony. I'm trying to tell you, like, quit acting crazy. Call her phone tomorrow. Send her an email. Send her on Facebook and find out how you can sit at her feet and get in the classroom so she can give you these jewels. She just skimming the surface right now. She holding back so much. She glad I started talking because she's like, oh, I was getting ready to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all, look, y'all need to take the class and really get to see what is on the back end, okay? It's on the back end. Some people say, because this year, Sister Myra, I used to do shows where I used to do all these mini readings on the show. And I was like, you know what? I ain't doing that shit no more because I want more students. I want people who are serious about the craft, who want to come and learn, or who are serious about getting a reading. And I gave somebody a mini reading on the show. And then 4 months later, they come back talking about, yeah, you read me already. I said, when? They talking about on the show. Now, I ain't bragging now, but Sister Myra says that I'm good at my craft, but in 5 minutes, ain't shit I really, I go into my show readings,
Kyer, because man, you know, my my readings minimum an hour and a half. My astrological readings are anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. Okay, I'm very, very thorough. I can't even touch the tip of the iceberg. Like I said, I'm a symbolic person. I mean, when I do rituals, when I do lectures, you know, I'm channeling, you know, and if somebody asks me a question, they'll pull me down, and I'll forget where I was at. I mean, that's how far up I go. And I went and did a lecture in Indianapolis. I went there with Audrey Scott Williams, and she's a Gemini. She's so very detailed when she taps in and identifies spirits. She can tell you what tribe the spirit came from, what path it took to the house you're in. I mean, she can give you the details, you know, in Gemini style. And I did my lecture, she did hers. And she told me on the plane ride back to Atlanta, she said, "Myra, I sat at the back of the room and watched you when you gave your lecture." She said, "I watched you as you channeled spirit after spirit. Spirit after spirit." She said, "At one point you turned into an ancient Hopi elder." This is what she told me, okay? I always tell my cameraman when I do a lecture, men, you know, they stand stationary. They stand behind a podium, you know, and I'm one of the few women that do these type of lectures. So I have to go and tell the cameraman, "You're going to have to follow me because I'm going to pace. I'm going to walk from one end of the stage to the other." You know, my students told me, said, "We can always tell when you get in the spirit system, Myra, you start walking and shouting." So I remember watching my videotapes, and I'm just like one of the audience down there. I'm going, "Oh, no shit." Oh, you know, I'm acting like I'm not the one up there talking, because it's not me. I'm just the reporter for the cosmos. I channel. I don't even look at a person's chart until I'm ready to read it, because I want to give it to them fresh as I'm channeling the symbols and the information. So the details, no. When we get into the details, that's me. But when I get into the bigger picture of things, the larger reality of things, then I'm dependent on the spirit to impart that information to me through the symbols. So, no, you know, I'm not going to challenge any man when it comes to the details of information, which is their forte. You know, I'm not going to challenge them. You know, I don't fit into that ballpark, okay? And so, but when you want to tap into a higher meaning, if you want to tap into a conceptual, you know, a larger understanding, then I'm your vessel. And that's what I am. I'm a vessel. I'm an interpreter, you know, but it's not me. I tell all my clients, it's not coming from me. You know, I'm just the messenger. The spirit has told me not even to promote myself. Don't even advertise, because they will send me the people they want me to administer to, because it's not meant for everyone, you see. So most of the time somebody comes to me, their spirit has a message for them. They tell, I heard your voice. I dreamed about you. I ran across your flyer. I had a guy told me he dreamed my phone number. Right? So it's not me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel for spirit that wants to be channeled. That's what it means to create. You channel the energy from spirit. So it's not personal. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. You know somebody done raised their hand. I got like two people that raised their hand. They've been waiting to say something to you. Hold on. Let me honor them before I let you get out of here. First caller from the 336-825. Your microphone is wide open. Can I get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Kamat, and I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
Greetings.
Greetings. I was just thinking about you just the other day. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing awesome. Now that I've heard your dissertation, I want to say greetings to the master teachers, because You both are master teachers, and I appreciate the message.
Thank you so much. You know I love you, and you send my love to your family, okay?
I will. You know I love you so much, Sister Myra. But I really appreciate this blueprint, and my husband's been asking, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything? So now I can take this back home because I took good notes.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's definitely a pleasure hearing from you tonight, sweetie.
Thank you, and I hope you all have a great night. And, you know, I can't wait till the Constitution comes because the preamble has already been laid out.
Oh, absolutely. It's Jubilee. You are so right. It is Jubilee. The bondsman is free. It's time to walk in the celebration knowing. If you don't know it, then it's not it. But it's only when you know it. That's why we're going into the Aquarian age, the sign of I know, and its opposite sign, Leo, the creative ruler. I know I am the creative ruler of the universe. And until you know that, you will not activate it. So once you know that, then that's how you activate it. So, you know, so thank you. Thank you so much for validating
that.
Yeah,
you truly are that GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Love you.
Love you too, honey.
It's awesome, baby.
Thank you so much for calling in. We got another caller from the 443-449. Your microphone is wide open. Can I get your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Mia Miyata. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. We are passing the torch. The Ravens brought that fire last year. The Seahawks are going to bring it full circle. I've been waiting all year. I know you've been going through some hardships, Mama, but I love you. Want to wish you a happy belated birthday. I just want to say when I heard your voice, the biggest smile came on my face. And like the sister said, you laid the preamble, and the Constitution is going to be laid out this Sunday, this S-O-N day. I can't wait for these black brothers to go and finish with the Ravens. Because I don't know if you guys remember last year, that parade after the Ravens won the Super Bowl, and they paraded Ray Lewis, who's 52, which is number 7 transcribed, right?
Oh,
and all those beautiful brothers through Baltimore on army tanks. When I tell you the city shut down, I mean, Jacoby Jones, Anquan Boldin, Ray Lewis, these black Hebrews were paraded through Baltimore like the gods that they are. I can't wait for number 25, Richard Sherman, and that black quarterback to go in this Sunday and finish with the Ravens started.
And Mia, you were there 5 years ago when I came and did a lecture in Baltimore, and I told you all about how the son was going to have to redeem the fallen daughter. And what is the last thing I said to you guys is watch Baltimore become a factor. Did I not tell you that 5 years ago?
You told us. Oh, I just love you. Waiting for Sunday, and I want to extend the invitation at any point. You're welcome to come on Goddess Club. I would love you over there, and we like to hear
your
wisdom.
So much.
Thank you, Pierre, for taking my call.
Love
you, guys.
All righty.
It's awesome, baby.
Wow, that was refreshing, Kyrie.
Well, like I said, they've been wanting to know, you know what I'm saying? They've been waiting and debating for oh so long. They wanted to hear it, you know, so. I'm looking forward. Here's the other big story that everybody is sleeping on is, well, I was just scanning through some other stuff, and you know the Seahawk, the eye looks like the eye of Horus anyway on the side of the helmet, off the gate.
Now, come on, you know there's no such thing as coincidence. And all this stuff, all this Aries energy, the next cardinal sign, you know, the four cardinal signs, of course, is Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And we just came out of the Capricorn as the last, and the next cardinal sign is going to be Aries, the prince. The cardinal signs represents the royalty of the family, you know. So here it is, Heru, Aries, Mars, you know, and then he turns Sherman. He turns out to be an Aries, you know. The symbol, the hawk-headed deity is Heru, you know. So, you know, none of this is coincidental. And, okay, and then the number seven we're talking about, that's the opposite. The seventh sign of the zodiac is Libra, which is the opposite sign of Aries. So remember, we got to put the two opposites together to get the whole. So anytime you talk about Aries, you got to include Libra. You know, the Libra represents the cardinal father, the air element. Aries represents the cardinal son, you know, Haru, the fire element. And you have to put the father and the son together to become whole. That indicates the power of spirit or spiritual power. Father, spirit, the son of power. And it's not until you put the two in equal balance. Like I told you, if you separate Aries from Libra, you got Aries running around kicking ass all over town and Libra with no backbone. It's not until you put the two together that you have a warrior for justice or spiritual power. So that's how you look at things holistically. You have to put the two halves together. I don't believe in 12 signs. I only believe in 6 signs, because when you're only dealing the 12 signs, then every time you piecemeal something, you're taking it out of this wholeness. You're taking it out of this godhood. So each sign has a complement to it, and it's not until the two are balanced and equal and connected. So we have Father Spirit and the Prince of Power with the Libra and the Aries energy. You have, you know, so now we're talking about the number seven, the seventh sign of the zodiac, which is, you know, a complement to Aries, number one. And if you add the one and the seven, you get 8. And this is the infinite, the infinity of this rulership that is now opening for the new age. And see, Aries is the first sign in the physical half of the chart, where Libra is the first sign in the spiritual half of the chart, you see, which is how you have to look at these things to see them connected. Connect the dots. And until you connect the dots, you're not looking at the full picture. And anytime you're only looking at part of the whole, that's where you get the illusion.
Mm. Y'all think that, and this ain't number the preamble. The sister brought it up. We ain't even cracked no eggs yet. We just got the. I'm just grilling onions and green peppers right now. We ain't even got the eggs over there on the heat yet.
When I tell you about what happened in South Africa and what that interpreter was doing over there, you're gonna really, really be shocked. And when I tell you about, you know, how that connects with the Pope and the birds that got attacked, the doves that he released that got attacked, that's all connected with, you know, Denver, you know, the Denver Broncos. All of this is a connection. And it's not until that final piece is laid down at the end of the Super Bowl that we'll get the full story of it. But I can definitely see things lining up.
I'm going to go ahead and go out there on the limb. I'm over here doing my own research. You know, Wes Sherman and the quarterback, his other thing, if Seattle wins, it'll be the first black quarterback since Doug Williams.
Wow.
Also, Doug won the Super Bowl in 88, which was in January of 88. Sherman was born April of 88. The quarterback for Russell Wilson, he was born November 88. And
wow.
He's a Sagittarius, more fire sign. And, you know, I'm a historian, so don't never just let me have no access to some internet and go find me some dates. And they drop some birthdays in. And I'm just looking at and that's when the North Node, here come the North Node. Not only make me go do no research on the North Node, because the North Node was in Pisces at that time. And here come these, you know what I'm saying, here we're going to talk about illusion, marijuana with the addictions, things that are hidden, you know what I'm saying, going through things, being locked down. Neptune and Pisces is the 12th house, which is confinement and the undoing. And that's Sherman's solar 12th house, because as an Aries, he got to go through a bunch of Pisces shit. You see what I'm saying? He don't have no choice. Cause that's his solar 12th. And ta-da, what was going on January 31st? Doug Williams was out there getting it in. And that was, the sun was at 11 degrees. I'm going to have to just lay them charts down side by side. Like, I'm just now looking at it. Like, right now, this is my first time, like, 3 minutes ago. So I'm just looking at some similarities that's popping off. But I'm going to go out there. I can't put no numbers on the board. And for me, I ain't got to – I don't have a horse in the race because, you know, I'm an NFL whore. I mean, I love the Steelers, but shit, I like who winning at the same time. And, you know, Peyton Manning, you already got one. You know what I'm saying? I want to see this brother Wilson go ahead and represent for the class of 88 because I graduated in 88. So I'm going to have to, from me on my standpoint, with the resurrected son and with everything else, how it's going down, and it's going to be – both of these, it's going to be a good game because it's going to be cold and both of these teams are used to playing in, you know, crazy conditions. One of them plays in the rain all the time and one of them plays where the oxygen is real thin. So it's going to be cold and let's hope it doesn't get another, you know, snow flurry storm or whatever that you can't melt the snow. Another subject, please. I just forget I said that. But, so I'm going to lean myself with Seattle. But I also know with this retrograde energy coming up, I got to expect the unexpected. It's going to be definitely going to be some twists and shout. Like you said, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. And at the very end of this whole thing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. You done gave them enough tonight. I ain't even gonna let you spit no more to them. They got enough. I want you to give out your email address though, so they can send you a message and a request. Tell me a little bit about the classes. I know that you have been very excited about the classes that you've been teaching that Coach Kyer came through. You know what I'm saying? I'm a graduate of her school and she won't let me come back, y'all. She told me I can't even take the basic class over. She said, you can't come back. So I'm
doing two levels. There's the beginners to intermediate, and that just lays down the fundamentals so that when we roll into the intermediate to the advanced class, you know, I don't have to teach on that level. Now we can just roll with it, you know, and go into some conceptual work, you know, do some real spiritual work. And the very last final exam of the second level is for you to create your own ritual. So I'm going to guide you through that so that at the end you're going to produce your own ritual and, you know, understanding the symbolism, you know, of the fundamentals, you see. So the each course will, you know, the first course, like I said, is more about the fundamentals, and the second course is where we put the juice in that, you see, and where we flow with it. And I'm thrilled the class and the response I've gotten from my students as to what they've gotten out of it. So, you know, it's I'm real happy about the results of the class and what it's opened up in my students. So, you know, they're real happy too, and they're it's not what they expect. You know, the first one more fundamental. You know, just going over all the details so that by the time we get to the second class, we can just roll and flow. So,
now, your class goes along with something that I was thinking just yesterday because I was frustrated at some fundamental things that I feel that A lot of people are taking astrology classes, and then when they finish, they are proficient, but they scared to offer their services for money, or they scared to go out there and do a reading for somebody. So I want to extend, after y'all finish with Sister Myra's class, or you have some proficiency in the art or the craft, I want to have a class for people who know their own charts, like my Six of Clubs Cancer that's on the phone right now, sitting in the front row. She ain't raised her hand, but she's good enough that she should be reading other people. Yvette, who does the flyers, is good enough that she should be reading other people, but they haven't had any professional training. Like, and Sister Myra, for her, that's too much detail. She's not the one to go to for that. But I want to offer a class. And if some of you have finished a class with her, or you think that you have a level of proficiency where you can read charts, but, I mean, especially somebody that studied with Sister Myra and studied with Ann Poo and studying with Ra Aku, you got to be charging $100. You can't get this gift to sit on it, too. I'm going to tell you that now. You cannot get this gift and think that you're going to sit around it and be heavy. It don't work like that. And you learn more by helping other people. And it ain't nothing wrong with somebody paying you. Start off at $20. That's where I started off at. I started off at $20. And so it was like, hey, this is what it was. And now I am where I am, and people are still coming, and more people are going to keep on coming. And we need more people out here who got faith in their ability and their gifts so they can share and give people more insight. So I'm going to be having a class that I'm going to be offering on how to do a professional reading. So you don't come out, because it is too many charlatans out here. It's too many fake asses out here, too. I had to shout on them, but they go and get some shit printed up from the internet, read it to you, and then copy it over into a Word document and change the fonts and send you that shit and charge you $50 or $75 or something like that. And Sister Myra works too hard. She does the handwritten. She puts the picture in there. You get the tape. All of that, you know. So I feel that we're giving out twice as much for half the price. So I cannot, as a man, sit there and let that go down. We need to even it out. Even Dr. Gibson said something about how there's a lot of racism in astrology because they act like only white people can do it. That's not the case. And now I read for white, black, Puerto Rican, whoever comes see me, I don't care. But I can't be mad if they act like that because we don't show up, because black people don't show up with a craft and an art that is yours by nature. Quit acting crazy. You see what I'm saying? So y'all finish with Sister Myra's class.
Yeah, and my class is, more, ritualistic in its purpose. It's teaching you how to do your own rituals. The best rituals you do are the ones that you create yourself. So I want to lead you and guide you. Remember, it is magic time, people. It's time to activate our magic. It's time for us to step up and empower ourselves through the spirit from the universe. This is our time for that. So this is what I want to do, is teach you and guide you on how to activate your magic. That's what time it is. You know, anybody that's still struggling and suffering, I don't want to see that, because it doesn't have to be. You know, we got power now. We got magical power. All we got to do is activate it, you know, and especially after we pass that zero point on December 31st, 2013. When we pass that zero point, we stepped into the other half of things, which is the magical end of things. So we got power. We've been in training to be the new rulers for the new age, and now it's time for us to step up and step up to that empowerment. We step up in the authority of that power. You know, we can't be tentative rulers. We have to step up and know how to release our power. We can't look, send out our power and then look over our shoulders and wonder if it's going to work, you know. So you're going to have to understand the power you have, and everybody's gift and everybody's power is unique. All I'm going to do is open you up so you can begin a dialogue with your own spirit. I'm not going to get you to follow me, you know, because I'm just going to connect you into how to understand, you know, how to speak and listen to your own spirit. It speaks to you in a symbolic way, and only you and your spirit know how to get the information through to you in a way that you're going to best understand. All I want to do is connect you up with your spirit and let it show you how to step up to your power. That's what I do. Okay?
Amen. Oh, that's
this
a what?
Is a dream come true.
I got to read some in the chat room to you. You can't respond to this. All that you can say is, oh, Lord, because somebody done caught on to what you said in the chat room, and I'm going to just leave you with this, and you can bring this in on the next show. She says, on the same day the Pope released the doves, there was also an earthquake in Greece that caused quite a bit of damage. I only bring this up as the sun was at 6 degrees Aquarius that day. When the torch of the Winter Olympics was lit in Athens, Greece, the sun was at 6 degrees Libra. So it would have moved 90 degrees, making a perfect square.
Wow,
then she came back
wow.
and said, in the Hawk of Achille, Cuchulainn's father, Lu, is spoken of in association with ravens and crows. Ravens warned Lu of the Formians' approach. Ravens tended culture hens when he was very ill, which is about the only time Cuchulainn appears to have had anything approaching a good relationship with the birds, save for when he was announced by two Druid ravens at the entrance of Asilium 12. He was responsible for killing a flock of magical sea ravens, which were large and able to swim in the sea. It is possible from the description that the birds were, in fact, cormorants and not ravens at all. Cormorants also have a certain mythology associated with them. Also associated with the ravens is the son of Ceridwen of Fogdu, who also is known as the Morvran or Sea Raven. Ceridwen's intent has been to bestow the gift of inspiration upon him. Now, this person done made me. I'm going to have to copy all of this.
Oh, my
and go,
gosh.
All this.
You see all the symbolism showing up here. That is fantastic, okay? That is fantastic information, and that's what happens when you start dealing with symbolism. It just keeps going and going and going. It just keeps expanding and expanding. It just keeps moving you to the next and the next and the next, and that's how that's the infinite process of the conceptual or holistic perspective that we now have to step up to. And the same day that the doves, that the Pope released the doves, it was also the same day of the Grammys, where you had Queen Latifah doing her little marriage ceremony. So, you know, we'll have to talk about that. I'm going to tell you what it is. They've declared war on nature. That's what they've done. And now they're putting up a farce, trying to pretend like the dove sending out, the Pope sending out the dove of peace after you have declared war on nature. Well, now is the time when nature is responding. Look at all the birds we're talking about. We're talking about nature here. You know, this is coming down to the war against nature. So now nature is ready to respond through the hawk-headed deity of Uru. So watch out. You see, watch out. And with that, let me get my email. It's mossmyra, that's MOSSMYRA, at yahoo.com. And, of course, my phone number, 336-965-0180. Always leave a message, because that's how I keep a record of who I can call to get back to. If you just call and hang up, you won't get a response from me. Call, leave a message, and I will return your call. So give me a call or hit me on email, or, of course, you can hit me on Facebook through my messages. With that, I'm going to say an adieu and say how much I love my family, and I'm here, you know, in the fuel of my love for my family, and that's what it's all about for me. Love your family, and I'll catch you at the next show after the Super Bowl. Bye-bye.
Gio!
It's awesome, baby!
Yes, yes, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. She went out with so much energy, it knocked my phone off and her phone off. Like, when she said bye, it knocked my main phone off and then knocked off the rest of, and then she went off too. That's amazing. We do everything together. What's the rising sign right now? Let me see what's popping off. I have to see what's rising. Yo, if anybody got a comment or feedback, I'd love to hear it right now. Press 1 if you're still on the line. Let me hear what you got to say. And that includes you too, y'all. I will open your mic up. Libra is rising right now. And so we went out on the vibe of relationships. Caller from the 208-616. Your mic is wide open. What's happening?
Peace. That me.
Yeah, that's you. Who's this?
Optics, man.
Optics is in the building. Peace to the God.
Yeah, peace to the God. Yo, man, I just tuned in not long ago, man, and Sister Mara just logged off, so. Because there was some, you know, there's been some mad floods in London, man.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, crazy. For weeks, for a few weeks, it's hit the coastline really, really heavy. But on one particular coast, there was a wave of water that looked... that hit the coastal wall really, really hard. And it had a shape of a horse, immaculately like a horse. And it was a prancing horse. But the horse had like a unicorn on its head. And on the side, past the ear, like on the where the neck is on the body, there was an immaculate form of a lion's head. And then I started thinking, like, okay, that's the white horse, that's like universal law. And that's the waters, so then that's like universal consciousness. Something is out of sync with universal principles, you know? And also, it was like a white horse, that's like the fourth horse apocalypse, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first one. Of that, the lion being like the Babylonian Empire. And it hit this place called Cobble Wall. And it hit, and the wall was prancing over the wall. And if you spell wall backwards, that's law. So there's something out of sync with the universal law principles, right? Dealing with universal law and not honoring the universal principles. And basically, you know, Mother Earth is tearing it up right now. And all of these creatures being washed up from the deep, a whole bunch of creatures they're finding that they've never known existed way, way, way in the deep of the sea. Some are washing up dead. Some are washing up and they're showing out all of these luminescent lights. And they're like, wow, we ain't seen this before. And mad scientist reports about these creatures from the deep. I'm telling you, man, see this horse, man. I want to write about it and post it up and send it to Sister Myra that in an email, and we talk about it the next time. Because this horse is bananas, man. It's crazy.
Hey, and man, send me too, man. Don't leave me out. Dang. I mean, sure, I want to read it too. You nigga, you be spitting that fire. I see the pool you out the woodworks. I got to go and have... Sister Myra on the show before you come out of this joint. I got to go get the big dog before you come on my show. Okay, I'll see how you do. All right.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about that aspect between Uranus and the sun and affecting the technology. Man, my computer's been switching itself off all the time, so that aspect is live right now.
For sure, for sure. It's a lot. I mean, that whole, like I said, that red zone of, like, Mercury getting ready to station, like, a lot of people, they're going to get caught up in looking at one or the other and not, you know, they're going to look at one and not look at the other. If you're going to look at the Mercury retrograde, then you better look at the Venus going direct, all this at the same time, because it's still a crazy opportunity miscommunications in relationships, you know. Plus, that's on a personal level. Then you got, like you said, all of the other nuances that's going on with technology, and then, you know, the sign of the times and things like that. And it's getting ready to get crazy, right? Well, crazier.
Yeah, man.
Because it's already crazy.
Yeah. Because these ancestral love affairs with serious karma can be really explosive with this cardinal cross. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of news in that this person killed that person due to a relationship and a whole bunch of obsession and jealousy and hatred and all of that surfacing. And people need to use their judgment, man, because it's opposing Jupiter there in Cancer, all of that Venus retrograde conjuncting that Pluto. So people need to use their wise judgment and either exit out of those karmic relationships that's got too much hard work, or if they're rolling with that and they dissolve that karma, and, you know, otherwise if it's too much hard work, you just let that shit go, you know, and then you know, because also that when the new moon hit, it was 29 degrees in Mercury in Aquarius, right?
Right.
Now Mercury just went 0 degrees in Pisces. I didn't hear the show, by the way. I just caught the last 10-15 minutes. And then, so that's like, there's an urgency to do with knowledge of self. And then because Mercury is going into Pisces, and then it's coming back retrograde into Aquarius. So that's what Aquarius age is all about. Taking that water from that belief age that we're in to knowledge of self, and then making grounding and making practical what you know as your own spirituality, because we're not in the age of belief anymore. So there's an urgency to deal with that with this new moon energy right now.
Right, and remember it was the big supermoon too. So, and not two in a lunar month, but two of them in a calendar month, which is not something that you see every time. Like, to me, if you on your dean, then the stuff is going to line up for you regardless. Like, even if I may go a week or so without doing my timeline, but I may glance up in the air and see, you know, what I got touching what. Like right now, the moon is at 29 degrees Aquarius. So I know that's touching my Scorpio. I got Scorpio at 29. I mean, I got Neptune at 29 Scorpio. So the moon is sitting on. So I know this is a excellent night for me to communicate in anything dealing with the occult. You feel me?
For me, I got quincunx with Pluto. You know what I'm saying? What's going on now? I'm trying to find out what's rising on my other computer. I mean, don't switch on the other computer, and this one decides to shut down. this one decides to shut down.
Well, you got
PCs over
there too, man. PCs, huh? Man, you got a Mac or a PC?
I got both.
Okay, so I ain't gonna talk no junk, man. Okay, I'm gonna be cool, man. You know, I'm anti Mac, but that reading you just gave me, you just went into my chart when you was like, yo, that opposition, yo, I might have to hit you on the, what you call it anyway. I ain't going, Is this the number? What's this? This 208? I can call you back on that.
No, I don't know. I don't think my London number shows up. What 208? That's not my number, you see. Because every time I call in a blog talk, it just says a different number, whatever that. I'll inbox you my numbers on my Skype or whatever. Kai, you there? Kai? Kai?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll inbox you my details, man.
Yeah. Hit me with your Skype because I got something. I ain't going to put all my business out there. So, I lost some people that had their hand raised. Well, it's all good, Lord. Look, you're going to have to, you know, I got a show coming up next Thursday with a whole bunch of Aquarius energy with me and the number swarming. We got to try to get
okay.
you more, you know what I'm saying, earlier.
I mean, I'll chime in the most definitely.
Okay, good. I know you team vampire over there. It's 3:14 in the morning and you still up, so I know you were team vampire.
Yeah, man, I'm nocturnal, for real.
All right, Lord. Well, look, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to holler at you in a few because I'm ready to get off here and talk to you in private about something anyway. And if y'all in the UK, y'all reach out to my man Optics. Optics, give them your email address where they can holler at you.
Yeah, scientific1@hotmail.com. That's scientific1@hotmail.com for any astrological consultations.
Absolutely. And that's cosmophysics style, too, now. Don't you think that you're going to get no weak, whack reading over here. We don't do that. You better have your own piece of paper because Optics is not here to entertain you. You know, it may be some entertainment in there, but, you know, we ain't here to uplift, so... With that being said, I'm going to let my man Optics go. Appreciate him for calling in. Coach Kyrie is going to check out. I'm going to take us out of here with a little music, a little magic music, Beyonce and Missy with these signs. And go get your free gift, man, CoachKyrie@coachKyrie.com. If you need to call me to get a consultation, 336-587-1215. Or if you need to go to CoachKyrie.com, look up on the services. And then Astro Cosmo 361, just fill out the form and I get back to you in 24 hours. Mahalo. Peace.
In December, every sign has its own mode. I was in love with the Sagittarius. See the emotions he put me through. From Capricorn to Aquarius, they all got their different minds. Thank you.